Hello and welcome to another TMCNet podcast. I'm Rich Tarani and I'm the group editor in chief of TMC and TMCNet. We're happy to have the opportunity today to interview Ken Lamneck, who's the president of the Americas at Tech Data. How are you, Ken?
Very good, Rich. Thank you for having us on the podcast here.
Our pleasure. You know, I've known your company for decades now, and it's great to have this opportunity to talk with you about what's happening at your company and in general what's happening in the market. And I know you've been very active, and I've seen a lot of news lately, and I think it's worth touching on probably one of the bigger ones first, and that is that your networking announcements. Could you talk a little bit about what's happening in the world of networking?
Yeah, I can. Certainly, Rich. You know, networking is a key segment of focus for us as a company. It's a big, big part of our business and one that actually is where Tech Data really got a lot of its historical roots from. So it's been an area we've continued to focus on. And we see networking as a segment itself to be certainly a good segment for all of our customers to be engaged in that it's the highest growth segment that we've seen consistently over the last 5 years in the industry. So you know, there's certainly pockets of other things you might see where, you know, notebooks are accelerating sales-wise, and those are sort of points in time. But when you look at consistency over time, the networking space is continue to evolve and continue to grow and add more value to the customers. So it's an area that we've put a lot of focus on. So we do that in a few different areas, Rich. One is our wireless SBU is certainly a big one, and that's certainly getting a lot of growth as well. We just announced a partnership with Big Wireless, who's really a leading provider of outdoor wireless networking solutions, and they really provide the ability for us to provide different levels of service for our solution providers and the customers that they serve. So, as an example, they can provide all the site surveys, the network design, implementation, 24/7 remote management, all the different facets that some of our resellers might be new to. This is a way for them to partner with a service provider such as Big Wireless to provide all those capabilities to make the solution provider look like they've got the total solution for their end user. And so we've had some pretty good success with this with our resellers. And then, of course, once we find that they've engaged in one of these environments, they're developing the expertise themselves, and it becomes easier and easier for it to grow by. So that's certainly a nice one that we've just added to the fold, and that's helped quite a bit. You know, voice and data continues to grow substantially. Voice over IP, probably one of the biggest areas of growth that we're all seeing. When you look at the economics of that solution, one of the easier sells that's out there in the marketplace. So again, similar to that, when you look at the backup solutions that are needed for these solution providers, we've partnered with people like CBION, Televations, and XO Communications, where, again, they can provide all the sort of managed services type solutions that the solution providers are going to need in order to service their customers. So it's really a great way for any of the networking VARs to really develop an ongoing services revenue instead of sort of leaving that on the table. So similar as we're seeing lots of managed services offering occur around the server and desktop space, this has become a very innovative way now for, again, our networking type solution providers to get engaged and involved in providing solutions here through entities like this. So that's going actually very, very well. On the unified communications front, we're seeing certainly substantial offerings from Cisco, Freecom, and, of course, the latest Microsoft solution from Nortel as well that's gaining a lot of traction. So we feel we've got the bases covered. We continue to bring on new and exciting vendor partners that are providing solutions in the world of networking.
So, are you seeing that resellers are embracing the concept of selling services as opposed to, you know, traditionally many of them were just considered to be pushing boxes?
Yeah, very much so, Rich. That's certainly been the trend. We'd estimate today that, you know, it's probably somewhere between 25% to 30% of the average solution provider's revenue source now is coming from the services structure. And all estimates are that in the next 2 years, that'll start to increase upwards of 50%. So this has become a real business for them. It's certainly a nice annuity business for them. What we find, Rich, is important is that the end user customer is looking for somebody to provide the full solution. So what our customers are finding, our VARs are finding, is if they don't provide that, they're going to leave the door open for one of their competitors to come in and provide that service. And once they're provided the service, then you're putting your product sales in jeopardy as well. So we see this as you know, not just a passing trend, but this is something that's here to stay. And our strategy really is, just like we do on the product front, is we don't try to push any of our customers down a certain product path. What we try to do is provide them with the best manufacturers in the environment where they have choice. But we're trying to do the same thing on the services front, is we're providing what we call VAR choice. So we don't want to push them down a path of one specific service provider. We want to provide them the array of what we feel are the leading providers in these spaces. So we've really done a lot of work to make sure that we can partner, like we have on, you know, the IP communication side, with companies like CDON, Televations, and XO, as being the best out there that we have found to really provide that kind of support they need. And obviously, when you talk about managed services and other arenas, we look specifically at who are the best providers. So similar to what we've done on the product side, providing the VARs the best choice of products, we're doing the same thing on the services side of the business.
That's great. Now, do you find that the resellers are in need of education to take advantage of some of these things that you're doing?
Yeah, very much so. So we provide different tracks through our different communities out there, as far as like organizations like TechSelect. We have our technology solution tours that we do in the local marketplaces, where we provide the education necessary for them to get started. The nice thing about these type of services is these are basically, we position these such that these companies will basically be providing the solution to the VAR and be transparent to the end user, such that the VAR appears bigger than life in that regard and doesn't look like there's another third party involved in it. It's something that the that sort of stays behind the scenes, yet provides all the support and structure that a VAR would need in order to be successful in providing this service.
Fantastic. Now, in terms of some of the partners, other partners outside of telecom, who else are you working with? I think I've seen some partnerships with companies like Zenith Infotech. Are there others?
Yeah, there are, and that's a really good point. So again, as I mentioned, we really try to look at these as far as technology segments. So we covered what's going on in the networking space and ISP space. Now, when you look really at sort of the traditional managed services around managing desktops, managing notebooks, managing servers, and managing even backup storage, those type of requirements, we've partnered on two fronts. One is we've partnered with Enable, who provides really the sort of that software slate primarily, but they also do provide the ability to do some managed services as well. We've provided that option for our reseller customers as well. The other one is for the smaller, sort of small to mid customer, Zenith Infotech, we've partnered with as well. And Zenith will provide the software as well as, behind the scenes, they will provide all the necessary engineering support and all the monitoring capability for your customers. Because what we're trying to do, as we say, is enable our solution providers and VARs to take their technical resources and apply them where it's most needed, and that, in our mind, is on the sales front and supporting and driving sales for the organization and not providing sort of this backup technical type support that can be well done with a company like Zenith Infotech. So that's playing very well to our solution providers, where they're saying, hey, that makes a lot of sense. I need to have my engineering talent out there selling new solutions. I can't afford to have them looking at trouble tickets and those type of things, where we can use companies like Zenith Infotech to do that. So that's actually taken off very well, and our customers are really gaining good traction. And again, Rich, they appear behind the scenes. So they will not do any of this business directly with the end user. They'll only do it through the solution providers.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you're really at the kind of the apex of technology. So it's always fascinating to talk to companies in the distribution of the market, because you see everything that's really interesting, and also you know when something is fast growing or when something is going to be fast growing. You tend to know in reality what's happening, as opposed to you know, what we might hear in the media is what should happen. And one of the areas which has been getting so much media attention in the last year has been virtualization. And I know you're getting involved there, and I'm so curious to hear from your perspective, how is the virtualization market doing?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a good point, Rich. You know, we can all remember the days when years ago it took, you know, 10 years for the year to land in the networking segment to really take off. Virtualization was very interesting because virtualization really hit a flashpoint much, much quicker than a lot of these technologies. Now, of course, you know, we all know virtualization has been around in the mainframe world forever, but when you really provided it to the solutions we're dealing with, it really took off very quickly. And, of course, the leader in that being VMware, and we were very pleased that we were able to sign them on with a partnership this year as well. And, again, just as we're trying to do across the board, provide choice, we're trying to provide the most extensive offering in virtualization. So we have, of course, VMware. We've got Citrix Xen. I think we all know that Citrix did purchase Xen here recently, which is another certainly strong offering. And then the other two are VirtualIron and Parallel. So we've got a pretty full lineup of virtualization solutions out there in the market space. So
Ken, I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you tell me which one is the best seller in terms of your product line? And
yeah, well, you know, I think it's pretty clear that VMware has been the market leader. There's no question. These other companies have very good solutions, but VMware certainly has been the leader by a significant margin in the market space, and is really setting the pace, setting the trends. Now, I'd say that the other manufacturers are still fighting for that share, but I think overall what they really want to see, of course, is the whole virtualization space really increase and take off, because then everybody's business is going to grow. But clearly the catbird seat is VMware. They've got a great solution out there. And again, it comes down to, Rich, the economics just makes so much sense when you look at what's going on in the area of server consolidation and the economics around that. It's a pretty no-nonsense, make-sense type of sell to get customers to make those decisions for their long-term needs as far as what they're going to need for servers long-term. So really continues to grow. We think it's got a huge amount of runway left in it. I'd say, you know, the next 5 years look very, very strong for the whole virtualization offering.
Wow, you can see that far out. That's great news. Do you see anything slowing down? I mean, you say 5 years. I mean, anyone in tech to have a crystal ball that goes 5 years is, first of all, staggering. And I don't mean to not appreciate the fact that you gave me such a long estimate. But is there anything that'll slow down that market?
You know, not that we certainly see on the horizon, because, you know, when you just look at what's occurred in virtualization, if you look at some of the things that occurred certainly in the mainframe world, and we think certainly that'll certainly happen here on the client server infrastructure that we're seeing, I think they're certainly going to continue, and all estimates are that there's at least a good 5-year growth. And then you start thinking about what's going to happen when you start virtualizing storage as well. Those areas continue to grow and make it a very robust market. So we've invested strongly in that offering with a separate division called AIS, Advanced Infrastructure Solutions Division, which is primarily focused in this space.
That's great. And other really hot areas, I guess this one's been eclipsed by virtualization, but still an important area, network-attached storage. What's happening in that space?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole storage market is, again, one of the key growth markets. And I would say you don't need a crystal ball to figure out that storage is growing, is continuing to grow and expand solution-wise. And we've been fortunate to continue to expand our product set and our product offering. We just added the Fujitsu Eternus storage system offering. as well as their servers, their primary servers as well. So we're continuing to expand the offering as we find more and more demand from our customer sets out there in regards to the storage market set and what's going on there. So again, if you look at some of the key growth drivers that we believe that we're getting behind in the future, we talked about networking, and we talk about what's going on in virtualization, and certainly right there with it would be storage. Those three segments, I think all of our customers should really look hard at, because those have been continued growth drivers for the industry.
Now, you talked about telecom in the beginning. We discussed it. I'm just wondering, there's a tremendous amount of media attention and just marketing being spent, marketing dollars being spent on unified communications. Is that happening? Is that market beginning to take off?
Yeah, it really is, Rich. There's by all statistics, that market is growing very dramatically. And again, I continue to believe that that's going to continue. Just when you look at the world of where we've all come from, as far as the analog technology on phones and how that's really changing, and just the benefits that you get from this technology, is just again the when you look at the solution and you look at the price point and the performance, it's one of the easier sells out there for companies to start converging into this technology.
Great, great. It's good to confirm what we're hearing in the market. So that's good. You've also been doing a lot of interesting things in terms of providing tools for your resellers, and I'm very curious about one of the recent announcements you made about the My Opportunity Tracker service that you have.
Yeah, that's a real interesting one, Rich. What we're trying to do there is it's a free service that we provide. And what we're doing is that we think some of the lowest hanging fruit for our reseller customers is basically keeping track of all the prior sales that they've made. And when you look at the opportunity that exists for customers, when you look at service warranty and software licensing revenues, they're substantial. In many cases, some of the most profitable revenue. So what we did is we created an automated system where we can push emails to customers, we create specific portals of information for them, and we keep track of all the sales that they've done with us. And we automatically keep track of when there's a renewal and a service opportunity that needs to be renewed. We actually, 90 days, 60 days, 30 days out, the customer can select when they want us to be sending this information and update this information. And we'll basically keep track of this and push them towards this opportunity to make sure they don't miss some of the lowest hanging fruit out there for them to get recurring revenue and sales from. So as you can imagine, our customers are excited about that, because in the world that they live in many cases, they've got turnover of salespeople who might have that all in their file drawers, and when that sales rep might leave or move on to a different account set, they don't want to lose track of this revenue. We've created automated systems for them to make sure that they garner that sale. Very important, you can imagine that our vendor partners love it, because they want to make sure they don't lose that revenue as well. So we provide a very, very seamless way for our customers to get all that information, as well as for them to do an instantaneous reordering of that product for their customer. So it's sort of a one-click type of scenario. So to date, we've provided in the hundreds of thousands of leads, and that's hundreds of thousands of leads now I'm talking about. Huge amount that we're pushing out to our customers to make sure that they get that recurring revenue that may have slipped through the cracks in the past. So, again, a very exciting free tool that's out there for our customers to take advantage of. We're expanding that offering here in another quarter. We'll actually start to put add-on products with it as well. So, meaning that if they sold a customer a server, we'll be able to give them information that would basically indicate that it looks like historically, by historical perspectives, you could have added on more storage by this time for that customer based upon the parameters that we see. It could be on a notebook sale where originally you sold the notebook but didn't sell the extra battery. We find that customers over a set period of time may not buy the battery initially, but after 4 months they realize they should have bought the battery. So we'll be able to again, providing that type of information where they can add on to the products they sell and provide more value. So that one is being very well received by the marketplace and really helping grow our sales as well as, more importantly, the retailer's customer sales.
So it seems by using technology, and specifically in this case, analytics, you are able to actually increase your value as the mediator between, I guess, the buyer and the seller.
That's correct. Yeah, and we've Rich also added that to another tool similar to that called My License Tracker. Where what you find, of course, is we do a lot of software business. A lot of the course is done through license keys that, you know, may get lost. They may not get through the spam filter. So typically what happened was, of course, that end user would have to call that reseller, the reseller would call us, and then we'd have to track it down. As we've created now a secure online tool that provides, obviously, 24/7 information now. So you don't have to, you know, worry about who you contact. You just go to this portal, and you'll be able to get that information instantaneously for your customers as well. So another valued service using technology.
So it's interesting to see that a distributor is going from the traditional distribution model to, I mean, you're becoming almost a software as a service provider in some ways to help your customers.
That's correct.
How many people, just, and I don't know if this is data that can be shared, but how many developers do you have working on these solutions?
As far as internally, we wouldn't share what the requirements are for us to do that, but I can tell you that it's a significant part of what we do as a company to provide. We sort of pride ourselves in our internet capabilities that we provide for our customers, and it receives very high priority within the company as far as IT resources.
Well, it's very impressive, Sean, and I'm I really mean that. I love to see companies that evolve with the internet, and certainly the internet is shaking up a lot of businesses, and I think for companies that understand how they can play a role in the evolving infrastructure of the world as we get more connected, they have more opportunity to sell product, and it seems like you've certainly figured out how to do it, so congratulations.
Yeah, no, we appreciate that, and of course, Rich, we do it, again, from a point of view of make sure we can provide the best services to our customers, but it's also our way of really improving and enhancing productivity for ourselves, which, of course, is key for a distributor. How do we provide, seamless, no-touch environments? Because every time we have to touch something, it's a cost, and we've constantly got to make sure we've got the lowest SG&A cost available out there. So we saw it really as a two-pronged approach. But companies would be pretty astounded when you look at the amount of electronic sales that we do as a company. We'd be certainly up there in the top echelons of companies that you would think of when you think of, e-commerce sales. Most people think of an Amazon and those type of companies. Our revenues are, which we don't share publicly, but I can tell you that they're very close to those kind of companies out there as far as what we do there. So we have to have the kind of offerings out there that allow us to be able to do that and make it seamless for our customers.
It's very impressive, very, very impressive. So I'm out of questions, and I'd like to just give you an opportunity to address any companies that might be looking to you in terms of distribution or companies that are looking to work with you as resellers. And so just final comments you may have as to why it makes sense to work with Tech Data.
Yeah, I think, it's when you look at the array of services, and there are, certainly we're not the only IT distributor out there. We have a couple of very good competitors out there as well. But I can say that when most companies, try to go to and find a service to provide their need, it's way more than just price and availability. And I'd really encourage the solution providers out there is to look at, beyond price and availability, all the hidden costs that are out there and all the services that our resellers can take advantage of. If we really wanted to go through that, Rich, we could probably spend another hour just outlining the different services that we provide and the array of opportunities that are out there that, unfortunately, most of our customers really aren't aware of and don't take full advantage of. So my message would be is, certainly go out there. We've all got to make sure we've got the right products at the right time at the most competitive price.
Sure.
That's given in the industry. And we've got to be able to ship them at the, you know, most cost-effective way. But there's so many other services out there to really encourage the customers to look at who's going to provide in your space that you're after, who's going to provide the best array of services that you can really take advantage of.
Well, fantastic. I appreciate that. And I also am looking forward to our follow-up podcast. Maybe we can break that one-hour services podcast into two mini podcasts. What do you think?
Yeah, that would be great, and we could certainly break it up into the audiences that you'd like to hear.
Yeah, that works for me. And once again, we've been speaking with Ken Lamneck, who's the president of the Americas at Tech Data, and my name is Rich Tarani, and this has been a TMC Net podcast. And as always, we are thrilled to have you listening, and have a wonderful day, and goodbye.